Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, the Council for Board Diversity, established by the Ministry of Social and Family Development, set a goal 3 years ago for 20% of directorships in Singapore's top 100 listed companies to be filled by women by the end of 2020. As of June 2019, the number of female directors was still short of this target, something that was especially apparent within the finance, banking, and tech industries. Though a challenging climate for women, Chu Oyi, Chief Commercial Officer at iStocks, has broken glass ceilings. She's accumulated a wealth of experience and expertise in the traditionally male-dominated industries of capital markets, investment banking, and now the exciting space of fintech since joining iStocks, an MAS-regulated platform. Oyi, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Howie. Great to be joining you on this conversation.
So what more needs to be done, you think, to set women up for success? We're falling short of that target that was set, especially in these traditionally male industries.
I think, Howie, the 20% by 2020 was a very, very bold target. The industry, the council, certainly there are many organizations who are trying to get there. One of the issues is the pipeline needs to be developed in a few ways, right? One is we need more women in leadership in listed companies. That's one pool. And certainly, there are a lot of talent within these organizations. And again, I don't know if we have really the statistics for leadership that are women-driven. But that's one pool of candidates that we need to focus on. The second pool of candidates we need to focus on are professional firms. Do law firms and accounting firms all have similar diversity initiatives? Mm. Because eventually, when a partner, for example, is close to retirement, they're still very, very young and there's still a lot of opportunities to sit on boards. And I think the third piece is not just having the candidates or the potential talent pool. I think it'd be good to have these women understand what are the resources out there to help them develop their skill sets or to, you know, hone their capabilities to be able to sit on boards. Mm. So there's still a lot to be done, but I think, you know, we all are very focused on promoting this or supporting this in all our relevant sort of areas. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get there soon.
Is there a step-by-step guide one could follow? Because nurturing the next generation of female leaders, board members, and entrepreneurs can't be an easy task. Step at a time, right?
A step at a time. I think awareness is the first step. And I think this awareness has been built up over a number of years. The council certainly has been around for a long time with very, very strong sponsors, but it takes time for that awareness to happen. And once that awareness happens, it's also women need to understand where they need to position themselves, right? You know, before I joined iStocks, I was in, you know, international banks. And I used to sort of groan a little bit when, you know, you get sent to these trainings, right? Specifically for women to understand how they can, or we can ourselves think about growing in the organization. And you learn a lot of things about biases, about how women are different from men. And therefore, there's a lot to understand and to position your strengths against these biases. Mm. So, for example, women tend not to speak up at meetings, or women tend not to take on bigger responsibilities because they're less confident to do so. What I learned through these trainings is actually men tend to speak up more and men tend to take on responsibilities, even if they are perhaps not 100% ready for that responsibility. And so women need to understand that and women need to sort of therefore learn how to position themselves against these dynamics, right? And the most important thing I think for women is to create your own support network, whether you're a younger woman trying to get up the corporate ladder or you are at a stage where you're considering board roles, create the support network. First of all, I mean, role models. I have many, many sort of women role models. I still look up to them, even up to today. Who are these role models and why do you look up to them? And it could be male or female, but, you know, again, specific things like I had a boss who had a very, very strong work-life balance ethic. He was a man, but, you know, I'd learned that from him. Or, you know, women who are vocal and are taking strong board leadership positions, chairwoman, etc. And again, those are my role models. The second group of people within a support network is the peer group. your friends or your professional friends, as I call them, you know, you have a problem, you talk to them, you know, and it's great to have this network of women who are supporting each other. And the third are mentors. Who do you see that you can confide in? You know, have a safe space to talk about your issues. And building that network is very, very important in positioning for board directorships.
How important is it that this network be diverse or from the same industry that you're in?
When boards look for candidates, there are generally two buckets. One is the sector expertise, and one is the functional expertise. So for example, finance or legal or risk. The network doesn't necessarily need to be sector, although that is by itself important, but it also is functional across sort of, you know, a broader range of, let's say, a finance professional join an association.
Oye, where do you think we are at this current state? Are we still fighting the patriarchy, centuries-old ideas of what women are like? When a woman speaks up, she's gone nuts. And when a woman is quiet, she's submissive. That sort of thinking.
I think a lot of that is changing in attitude. I do think we could move a lot more quicker around board appointments because I do think there are a lot of talented women who can be serving on these boards. But, well, obviously, there's a lot of social media out there. There's a lot of conversations that are happening. Mm. It's just that boards do take time to evolve as well. You don't change half the board in a year, right?
Okay.
There will be board transitions. The retirement and the reappointment schedule happens at a pace, right? It doesn't happen overnight. I do hope to see the convergence of a much larger pool of candidates versus the board roles that are being transitioned in and out. That will happen over time, but it could be faster.
Who's spearheading it? Who needs to spearhead this? The board again?
The board, the chairman of the nominating committee, the chairman of the board need to acknowledge that both at the board level and at the management level, that diversity of opinions and views, and whether that's gender or race or age, has now become very, very relevant, right? The world is changing so rapidly. We see this with the pandemic. Mm. Old industries are suddenly put under the spotlight, and the tech companies are taking over a lot of initiatives, right? I mean, like iStocks, for example, we look at securities in a very different way because, you know, we're taking that digitization approach. But it's as simple as e-commerce, how it is disrupting malls. So the boards and companies need to think and reflect about how these changes affect their business. And it is very likely that they need a very new, diverse perspective as to how to tackle some of these issues. I think women will play a very, very big part in this. Women have a different response to crisis, and I think that needs to be factored in all of that. So companies need to start from the very, very sort of holistic view about why we need diversity, because you can't be in your own echo chamber. It's not going to help you get out of this crisis.
We're speaking with Chu Oyi, who's Chief Commercial Officer at iStocks. So as you make a mark in the fintech industry, Oyi, and lead change in the financial sector, how much of it has to do with you as a woman?
That's an interesting question. I've been in the industry for a very, very long time, so I understand at least the traditional way of doing things. To be a woman, to make these statements about you know, change and how iStocks is solving complex problems, I think a woman saying it is slightly different from a man saying it in a very subtle way, because if someone like myself, who's been in the industry for a while, you know, comes and says, look, we think we can solve this complex problem, I think it's a different perspective. We also perhaps appeal in a different way. We use different words. But I've been very grateful because I've had many, many role models, as you say, women who are very vocal, who will say sort of what they believe in. You know, women believe in collective causes, right? So the messaging becomes much stronger when you have a different, diverse group of people sort of saying, look, we're out here to solve problems. This is the complex problem and what we're trying to do.
How has the journey been like for you, Oyi? Because as we talk about language, you say, when a woman says it, it'll be different, or perhaps hopefully give a different impact. one struggles with that, because if a woman says things too forcefully, oh, she's a cold-hearted, some five-letter word you can insert here. And then we've experienced it, I'm sure. We've had to say it in a certain way so that it doesn't come across as too hard-headed or heartless, if you will.
Yes, but I think Singapore, at least, even though the numbers are small, many, many talented women. And I learned in banking that there's a lot to be said around learning how to say things. I, for one, learned from many women who have said things in a board setting or in a formal meeting that I look at that person and go, I like the way this woman has expressed herself, not coming across too aggressive, but coming across very persuasive, and certainly have bridged the gap between potentially what is two very strongly opposing views. Mm. It is a skill that requires some observation, some reflection. Again, some role models who are very good at it. Mm. And I think those are what you have to sort of learn over the years. And I think we just have to be confident about it. Yeah, women have so much to contribute. It would be senior men or senior team, senior management just need to bring that into the conversation when it's about HR, when it's about the board.
So steps women can take then as they carve out a career in this particular industry, STEM even, when it comes at an educational level, we're still dealing with that. I faced it with my parents. Oh, you know what? Why don't you take a degree in English and literature versus something else in the science
field? I think, yes. This goes back to education, right? For the women now that are in the space, I would encourage my children to do what they're strong at, and parents should encourage what their children are strong at, not have a sort of pre-biased mindset as to where their children should be. Mm. But the second thing is for women who are already in financial services, who are already in technology, become the subject matter expert. Become very good at your job, because that's at the heart of it, what is important. The second thing, therefore, is understand where the differences between men and women are, because especially in a male-dominated industry, women are the minority, right? The majority sort of takes over in terms of the biases and their perspectives. And I don't mean it's a negative way. I'm just saying it's the majority, and therefore that think or that environment exists. Understanding your strength as a woman, for example, being able to collaborate, or you think of the collective more, or the tendency is for women to bring the team together and synthesize everybody's opinions and articulate that. Be ready to speak up. That's when you get more visibility with senior management or the board. Be ready to lead. Be ready to take on more responsibilities. Women need to understand, how do you do that? You do that with a support network. If your superior turns around and says, why don't you take on this additional project? Say, take it on, but find the support network to do it. You know, women need to actively think of what happens when they say they're not ready for it. And finally, again, create your own network. Understand that networking is one of the most important things that differentiate a man and his networking capabilities, and women and their networking capabilities. And women need to understand that that is a big part of the difference between men and women climbing up a corporate ladder. And the women need to sort of do that to understand, or to have their name a little bit out there because of that connectivity.
Chu Oi-Yi, Chief Commercial Officer at iStocks. Oi-Yi, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Howie.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.